When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio, Space Jam is the greatest sporting film of all time. Discuss?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, this is a recording of our first live show at the Sydney Comedy Fest, recorded on the 6th of May with special guests Gabe Bergmoser and Zoe Bellotta from our sister podcasts, Movie Maintenance and Shut Up a Second, respectively, Simpsons comic book artist Dean Renkin, comedian and host of Fuck Club, Dean Elwood, and Benny Davis from the podcast Dragon Friends. We didn't have a mic for the audience, so apologies about that. Also, we didn't film it, so apologies for any visual gags.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the very first Sans Pants Radio Comedy Festival show, a very special edition of Plumbing the Death Star. Woo! Where we ask important questions like, which would be the best fictional universe to live in?
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's a spooky, controversial.
Controversial, and I could tell everyone was like, this is weird without music.
But before we go into that, we should probably get the rundown of the show.
We got a lot of special guests tonight. It's not just going to be the three of us in two empty chairs. as funny as that would be. The whole night, you're like, what? Is someone else coming? No?
No.
We miscounted.
Three is hard.
You know what? You've got this.
Do I? Yeah, I was just waiting for you.
All right, we're going to have a bunch of special guests tonight. But it's going to be kind of a round-robin situation. We're not going to keep everyone all on stage at once because that would be a lot of people and there's only another two microphones. So we've brought some very special guests who you'll get to meet. Some will be familiar to you. Hopefully all of them are.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is we're going to bring people out. They will then pitch their ideal fictional universe, tell us what it is. We'll be like, that's good, or more likely we'll be like, yeah.
That's bad. Bad idea. Get off stage. Yes.
They'll argue their point for a bit. We'll decide if they stay on, and then we'll bring on the next guest.
Yes.
You will clap if you like them, and
boo if they don't.
Yeah.
Or be polite and clap either way, because we're all friends here. I wouldn't clap if someone said something that I disagreed with, so do whatever you want, I guess. Yeah.
So, with that said, I would say the best fiction universe that we're going to offer...
Yep, as a team.
As a team.
As a team.
Which is rare for the Plumbing Boys.
I know.
We're on agreement here. Is the phenomenal movie, War Horse.
So, who here in the crowd tonight has seen War Horse?
Just...
Whoa.
All right, good.
A lot of War Horse, a bit of War Horse.
A bit of War Horse fan, a bit of War Horse
not a lot. That
got like an 80% better reaction than I was expecting.
Story short, it's set in World War I. Where, you know, well, first off, the Allies win, so that's good for us.
Spoilers.
But it does follow the adventures of basically a magical horse.
Yeah. It's not explicitly magical in the film, but then when you watch it, you're like, clearly that horse is magic.
Now I'm just going to give you a list of things that this horse can do. First off, it can control the weather.
Yep.
And that's real impressive.
Because it needs to pull a plow.
Yep.
Or it'll get beheaded or whatever.
Something.
And so...
Do we behead horses? Because, like, one,
if they're not
rough.
Doing their job.
Definitely during World War I times.
But then it makes it rain, makes the plowing easier for itself.
And that's really good. It can understand human speech like that, which is a really good talent for a horse. It has an aura of just, like, love me that just sort of surrounds it. So, like, if someone is like, man, I don't know about, oh, fuck, that horse is
good. It's a horse that's impossible to hate. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, it might hypnotize people. I'm not sure. But basically, it has an aura of good, or at least aura of love. Proto-Nazis, or, like...
The Kaiser's lads. Whoever we were fighting in World War One.
The fellas with the pointy helmets.
Yeah. It basically,
those blokes.
Yeah. It kind of curses them.
Yeah,
because every single proto-Nazi that either rides Warhorse or like tries to kind of like interact with Warhorse ends up dead.
Yep.
Even the good ones, so which
it's
is
a, it's
real
a
weird.
Bit of a cursed horse.
That sounds like a lot of a cursed horse.
Yeah. Also, like with the French, I'm not quite sure if Warhorse likes the French or not. But
we
like,
can
it's
all relate
hard
to that.
To say, I would make a good argument that because he meets a sick girl. And I,
the horse?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Same.
Spoilers, yeah. Like, you know, she dies in the end. Yeah. But, like, spoilers, whatever.
I'm not going to see
it. Shut up.
Who here was like, yeah, I'm going to go watch Warhorse no, after this? None of you. Come on.
So, like, I would put forward a very strong argument that Warhorse could have healed her, but chose not to.
Okay.
Because he was like, not sure how, where you side on this thing. It does also alter chance.
Yep.
There's a beautiful scene where he almost like brings the proto-Nazis and the allies together because he gets trapped in barbed wire, which is his kryptonite.
Yep. But he's like, he's a powerful horse because he gets fucking destroyed by that barbed wire.
So
but he's still alive. And then when he's taken out of it, he's just like, shit, yeah, I'm good.
Whatever. And then they're like, well, who's going to keep Warhorse? Because like, it's a magical horse. We want this. And they flip a coin. And you know that horse is like, I don't want to end up with Nazis.
Yeah.
Please don't.
I imagine
and you can kind of see a glint in its eye as it just like, boop. And so then like, you know, the,
goes with the
allies.
Get it. Yeah, it's an allied horse.
There's a beautiful another scene again where they finally bring it back to the allies camp. And they're like, man, we've got sick people to feed. Whatever, I'm going to shoot in the head. And then like,
going to behead this horse.
He gets distracted. And he's like, nah, I'm just not going to shoot it. And they keep trying to kill it. And then enough time passes where I'm pretty sure that Warhorse has somehow like, psychically entered the minds of those around him to stop him from getting shot.
So,
and this is based on a true story, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, sick.
And you can see this, that Warhorse does have like different kind of levels of influence over people. Because like with Tom Hiddleston's character, he takes the Warhorse like that, like straight away. He's just like, I need a horse. Fuck, that horse is good. He starts drawing pictures of the Warhorse.
It's
and like
horse.
One of his underlings is like, it's a fucking horse. It's just fine. A horse. And he's like, no, we're looking after this horse. And he's like, whatever, fine. So like, Tom Hiddleston's underling and Warboy's dad, Dad, I guess.
Yep.
He also doesn't care for Warhorse, so they got very strong willpower. But a lot of others just don't.
Yeah.
So why is
I'm
the
with
great?
You. I'm with you.
Yeah, this has been a 5-minute monologue about a good horse.
So
now, Joel Zammit, tell everyone why it's a good universe.
Now, I am a firm believer that when one thing happens, that it's just not random. Like it's not. You got to repeat yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the point of like scientific
prefer,
stuff.
Do you mean like our Freaky Friday thing? Once you get Freaky Friday, once you're gonna get Freaky Friday a million times.
It happens again.
Yeah.
So clearly,
you've widened the hole.
Yeah. So clearly, horses. A magical. That horse widened that hole.
Yep. They're like,
don't keep using it. Let's not make it a thing. Sandspence Radio, widen that hole.
What? Yep. All right. So the horse got in there, just widened his magic hole a bit.
Okay.
Wriggled his neck. Because, like, in the film, not all horses are magical. Only some.
But
only
all horses can talk to other horses.
That is true.
So I was thinking, as a con of this universe, is that if horses can talk to other horses, then horses can talk about what we do to horses.
Yes.
And, like, we do rough shit to horses.
Oh, we do. We make them drag up like a whole tank. It's not good.
Swiss people eat them.
Yeah.
So
the horses are going to be conversing about the fact that we're eating them.
Well, like, again,
Jackson, we're a team.
This.
Yeah, I know.
But, like, again.
Just saying.
Yes, that is a problem of the horse uprising. I am very aware.
That's
this is a problem.
What I'm nervous of because I don't.
However,
think that five humans can't beat five horses.
We've already
but there's
established
more humans than horses, so it's fine.
And we've already established that the kryptonite is barbed wire,
and
we have
true.
A lot of barbed wire.
Bar.
And horses need us because they've got no thumbs. Because
Warhorse
was trapped in that like barbed wire like mesh for ages. And in theory, because he is invincible and will probably like isn't immortal, he would have been trapped there for so long.
Yeah.
He needed our help to get him out there.
Thank God we evolved thumbs.
I know. They're so
useful. That's amazing. Without this, we'd be dog shit, really. Yeah.
The hooray one thing separating thumb. Man from dog shit, thumbs.
It is.
Well, yeah.
So, basically, Warhorse is the best fictional universe to live in because horses are magic.
Horses are magic and they can control the weather and potential outcomes of the war. I would argue if Warhorse had been able to get a meeting with, like, the Kaiser and who was the good guy in? Who's the Churchill of World War One? History people?
Poor Zammit, what are you doing?
The Queen.
The Queen. King.
King.
King's speech. That was World War One.
Oh, it was.
There we go.
So we did it.
Fuck, I know history.
The Kaiser and King's speech.
And if Warhorse had been there,
yep.
It would have just been like, well, flip a coin. And Warhorse, using his powers, would have been like, there you go.
All right.
Allies win.
I know that I said we're a team, and that's a very good point.
Fine. It's fine.
I've just got one other con of living in Warhorse.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Do we explicitly see the end of the war in Warhorse?
We do.
Oh, thank God, because I don't want to live in a world that's just World War One forever.
Which is, again, another pro for Warhorse. We won!
We did it! We won in real life,
give that to Warhorse. I'm sure Warhorse helped.
He did.
Don't get me wrong. I'm sure Warhorse had a hoof in the war. In our victory, but I don't know
horse,
if he's the soul.
He has like a sense of honor and pride.
Yeah, okay.
He saves the Black War Horse's life.
Yeah,
whatever. It dies. But yeah. Like twice it stops it.
There's that scene where War Horse is like, the Black Horse is nearly dying. There's a tank coming. The Black Horse is basically like,
come on,
mate. Oh, you gotta go away, leave me to die. But War Horse is like, I never will.
But then
he has to, because
like Blackthorn is like, no,
Blackthorn,
you go
that's
on.
The horse's name.
And Warhorse does. It's beautiful. They started as rivals. Like, you can't hear it, because horses can't talk in this world, unfortunately. But you can't hear it. But there is like a, kind of like a dialogue between them.
What's amazing about Warhorse is that there is space for the horses to talk in the film.
Mm.
They have shot reverse shot where they're like, the person talking, horse reaction. What person talking? And that's what my question was. How many magic horses are we talking?
Well, I would say
let's just use
like 10%. I reckon 10%
of horses.
I would kind of make it like
Lord.
Look as like kind of left-handed people.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like, because not all horses are magic. A lot of horses do get mowed down.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I reckon we see more than 10 die. So like
there should be 10%.
But that's what I mean.
Like, how lucky are you of a horse if you're like riding into basically a minigun with Tom Hiddleston on your back? He gets shot, but you keep going. That's a lucky fucking horse.
You know what I like about the Warhorse universe, Samit, is that so we see World War One, right? That's in the past. But say we enter like an alliance with the horses.
Uh-huh.
Because
the third great power,
yeah,
the horses.
The horse. Because we've got thumbs, and that's mad. But everything else about us is garbage.
Yeah.
But a horse is strong and fast.
And thick.
And thick.
Strong neck.
So like, imagine if we had like a dialogue with the horses. We were like, well, look, you can plow a field. You know, we can have that like proper one-on-one that we're lacking in today's society. It's a utopia.
Yeah.
A horse utopia.
It's a horse utopia where man and horse are like thick as thieves, working together.
Best friends.
Best friends. Man's best friend, a horse.
That's what they've always said.
Always said.
And also, I guess it's nice to have an animal on the same level, like at the top of the food chain with humans. It's pretty lonely up here.
Yeah.
So once you add horses to it, I think that makes life a bit better. By a bit better, I mean a lot better. In fact, this is the best fictional universe.
Thank you. Enthusiastic clap.
Are we done now? Like,
but I think about this. Now that we have Magic Horse and we know that they have clearly like amazing abilities, we could then kind of like utilize that. Like, think about if you look into like far future problems, if like there's like a nuclear waste, you know, land or whatever, usually it's a lad traveling around in a horse.
And if horse traveling around on a lad.
Yeah. And if that horse's powers, that's going to be so easy because, like, water's going to be hard to find.
Yeah.
But if, like, a horse can control the weather,
imagine
rain.
Imagine this. It's like a nuclear fallout, right? Horse. Like a wasteland. And you come across this, like, filthy wasteland society. And they're like, we got to take you to the chief. And you're like, oh, okay. And then they, like, open up the big tin shed and, like, resting on these filthy cushions is a horse. And I just turn this big horse head to you.
It'd be good, because you'd be like...
You're like, no, I'd bow down. I'd be like, fair enough, this is the horse's community.
Best part about that, you'd be like, oh, this isn't what I expected. And the horse would be like, no, they never do. And then you're like, really didn't expect that.
Today is a day of surprises.
Hang on, give us a problem, and Warhorse, I'm sure, could fix it.
What about the fact... Okay, well, this is a problem with this universe, is that the Warhorse arguably is better than us.
We got thumbs.
We got thumbs. We established this.
And barbed
wire,
from dog shit.
While it hurts, is not our kryptonite. Plus, we can jump. Horse can't.
What? Horses can't.
Warhorse can't jump. That's a big thing. He never learns to jump. It's
well,
sad.
That's one magic horse of all the magic horses.
And I reckon there may be a correlation between that. Maybe the more powerful he has, like he is in his mind, he loses in his shit legs.
Like the Lord giveth with one. Kind of like, magic psychic powers, taketh with the other.
Exactly.
Are you
can't
thinking
jump.
Like
an X-Men kind of thing.
Charles Xavier, yeah. But horse. Because exactly, he's like, you got crazy good mind powers, but your leg's wrong.
Yeah. Legs. Bald horses.
No, that's... Okay. No,
hang on.
Let me sell this with my arms.
Herein lies the rub. Ooh. Is that when a horse gets crippled, we shoot it.
But guns don't work on war horse.
That's true.
Hey, a pleasant utopia.
We came around.
Before we bring out our first guest,
yeah.
Let's just quickly... Does anyone have a problem with war horse not being the best fictional universe? A hand went up, two hands have gone up too quick. I don't like this. Let's go with the hand in the darkness that I can barely see. Hi.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, that's a bit what I'm a bit
and
worried
again,
about, frankly.
We have their kryptonite, barbed wire.
Or a gun. Like, no, or a knife.
Knife.
But they might be like, and again, the worst possible solution here is they'll just enslave us. But we won't know it because they'll use their mind powers and we think they're great.
You know what?
Enslaved, but
no,
I'm happy about
the
it.
Horses
that's pretty
now.
Good.
No, wait.
Care for them.
No, wait a second.
We give them a hay bale.
Oh, man. No, but it doesn't matter because if horse science goes too far,
yep.
Like horse scientists, the first they're going to get is making centaurs. And then that's okay because we're just people on horse bodies. They fuck up there.
Eventually, we'll all just be centaurs.
Yeah. It's the perfect utopia.
Because we'll hit a point where we're like, okay, we
look
can
at these
so good.
Shit legs.
Right.
I mean, for human
you get
legs,
to keep
they're
your
great.
Thumbs. That's good.
Yep.
Plus, you get the thickness of a horse.
Perfect. All right. I reckon one more con here before we bring out first guest. All right.
Oh wise.
Clever. Wise boy.
Very special. You brought a point about how the horse survives, but Tom Hiddleston gets
he's
shot.
He's a scrawny garbage British man.
But here's my point. If the guns don't work on the horses, they're going to kill, they'll hit us. So, more or less...
But
we die around them, but the horses survive.
But that's only if the horses have allied with some people.
Yeah.
And
then you're fighting the horse and their people allies.
And, if,
and then you kill the people and you've just got horses.
It's only 10% of horses anyway. We'll get like 90 of them.
And idiots in Warhorse, Tom Hiddleston hasn't realized that barbed wire is a kryptonite. We have. We're better than Tom Hiddleston.
I think realistically in this situation, the horses just develop like space travel and live in a satellite. Just orbit the planet. And they're like, what's that? We're like, that's where the horses live. They got too advanced for us and left.
Just a giant floating paddock in space.
Yeah, woo.
And that's perfect and the best fictional
it is,
universe.
Yep.
And a good segue into bringing out our first guest of the evening, Zoe Bellotta.
Woo!
Woo!
Hey, woo! Zoe.
I know you're going to want to sit there, but do me a favor and sit there.
Gotcha.
Not for a rude reason, you'll see in a second.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Hey, Zoe, so we've just pitched Al, like, the obvious choice.
You guys invented Planet of the Horse.
We did! The horses, they blew it up. Wait, no, man blew
Those
it up.
Damn dirty heese. Anyway,
dirty
Zoe.
Equine.
Before you start talking shit, what was your best for talking shit about us? You're going to talk shit, don't worry.
One way or the
Why
other.
Why did you invite me then?
What is... your choice of best fictional universe. And why do you have the gall to come on stage and tell us
that
yours is better than Warhorse?
All right. So I went for my obvious choice, The Wire.
Okay.
No one is shocked or surprised. Good. And the reason that I picked The Wire, besides the obvious that it is probably the coolest universe to be in, I don't think anyone understands how extended the wire universe is.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see what's happened. Zoe's trapped us.
Uh-huh.
Or tricked us.
The old 10-in-1 trick.
Because the wire is actually part of the homicide universe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which includes the Law and Order universe.
Oh, no.
No, there's a lot of crime happening. It's bad.
Yeah. It's just, we'll get
let
to
her
it.
Speak. She's wrong, but let her speak.
It's right. Which also contains the X-File universe.
Uh-huh.
Also contains the 30 Rock universe.
Uh-huh.
Also contains the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt universe.
Right. Uh-huh.
That's good. Hang on. Wait.
What else does it have? It's got a bunch, but those were the ones I'm going to...
The Simpsons, apparently, according to someone that just yelled out in the crowd.
Yep. Well, that wasn't part of my research, but thank you. You're lovely. So I wanted to actually talk. It's not actually the homicide universe. I've dubbed this universe the Munch universe.
Okay.
Thank you, that one guy who knows what I'm talking about.
Got a Munch
fan
in the audience.
What's
a Munch universe?
All right.
What?
Explain. Everyone bar that one dude.
had you also seen Warhorse? Oh, no. Fuck.
Oh,
I thought you were
going to be a favorite.
For a split second.
All right, so the Munch universe is the Detective John Munch universe.
Okay.
So
who's he?
John Munch is a character that started in Homicide, but is most known for Law and Order SVU. So he's played by Richard Belsar.
I know who you're talking about now.
The tall old guy.
I don't know.
Oh, yes.
Always got glasses on.
Always got glasses.
Well, my first problem with your universe is, like Sam had said, the amount of crime.
A lot of crime. There's a lot of crime in this universe. A lot of crime in the Warhorse universe. There's wars.
No.
There's war. Crime in...
There's no crime.
There's war crime.
Yeah, war crime.
Why, yeah,
no,
nah, there's mustard gas. It's pretty bad. Like, World War One was atrocious, man.
Yeah, I know.
We don't
talk about what we do talk about is how good.
Also, the X-Files universe.
Yeah, no, the X-Files.
All
like...
right, so Detective John Munch.
Yes.
Which is a great name. Yes. Or an awful name.
Whoever you ask. crossed over is actually the highest, the most ever crossed over character through TV.
Yeah.
So he extends all the universes by existing in all of them.
Yeah.
So he guested in an episode of The X-Files. It was one of the Lone Ranger episodes. So you're testing
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah.
It was a crossover. They did a crossover with Homicide. That's how The X-Files gets involved. He was in an episode. He was in season 5, episode 7 of The Wire.
God damn.
Are you...
Okay.
But don't judge me.
Are you sure? That doesn't sound very specific.
Can you give us the timestamp, please?
I'll give you the quote.
No.
Okay. My only...
So he's in the
Muppets. No, I don't want to live in the Muppets world.
Hey, Muppets. Wait.
The Wire.
Wait a second.
All right. But my main argument, look, I'm going to say that the Munch universe is a vast and amazing universe.
It's extensive.
No, it's terrifying.
No, you went for a horse.
A horse I can understand. What's a mop?
A magic horse.
A Muppet's a magic puppet.
I don't want to live in a world where the stretchy liver eating guy's a thing.
I like that.
I
like in this world, there's like a terrible alien conspiracy.
Yeah.
And Kermit the Frog, he's trying to get a bloody show off the ground and he's struggling.
Isn't the world ending Mulder's in the X-Files?
In the X-Files, it's like the truth is out there, but then a Muppet's just walking past as well?
The truth is out there.
That's how we do.
I would love the X-Files if they were just
that's
Muppets.
That's what the aliens are, just Muppets.
Gonzo was an alien.
There you go.
Muppet.
There you go. X-Files back in full circle.
Whose team am I on?
My team, because it's the winning team.
It's the losing team. There's no horse. Well, there's probably horses, but they're no good.
There's actual horse Muppets. So
yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm real focused on the Muppet.
Yeah. Anyway,
I didn't come in with any Muppet facts.
X-Files issue. Apart from this giant connecting worlds,
the Munchverse
of the Munchverse.
Yes.
Just focusing on the wire. It's like just. There's so many, like...
No. I was getting there.
Problems. Okay.
I was getting to the wire and why the Munchverse. You can't move. You're so rude.
Yeah. We are rude boys.
Rude. So the important thing about the Munchverse
is
that it also, while containing the wire, contains Luther.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. One dude knows what I'm thinking
again?
About. Yes. We're going to be friends later.
He's from the future. He's seen this show. It's like, I'm going to travel back in time and I'm going to know all the cues.
Yeah. Fuck. He's like, I saw the show and all they spoke about was just weird, obscure stuff that no one's thought about.
I'm going to be that one guy in the audience that knows exactly what's going on. Waste of your time traveling abilities. Go on.
You could have gone back to World War One to visit Warhorse and you came to see our show again instead.
You could have his choice, let it be.
I guess. Anyway.
That's fair.
Back to your garbage choice. What?
Okay, so we got Luther.
Uh-huh. Luther.
Yeah.
Which, as some of you may know, stars the incomparable Idris Elba.
Yep. He's a handsome boy.
He's
yes.
a handsome
Gonna love
boy.
Idris.
That one guy clapped again. Good.
Yes. Thank you, my one friend.
Oh, no. I will stop calling you out now because otherwise you're just going to keep doing it even though you don't get the references.
Okay, so we get Idris Elba, yeah.
Yes. Idris Elba, also the star of the first two seasons of The Wire.
Okay.
So in this universe, there are two Idris Elbas.
Correction, like... Zoe. There's one Idris Elba and one dead Idris Elba.
Spoilers.
Fuck, I didn't think about that.
I really liked when you were like, two Idris Elbas. It was like you'd solved a math problem. Like you should have flipped around a big chalkboard that had like your working
one
out.
Idris Elba plus another is fucking two
Idris Elbas.
If the Munchverse contains...
That was like your
so
back
this
to...
Is... Oh, sorry, you go.
Rude. I was going to make a 4 out of 10 joke. And go, now I go, will, and it's going to be like a 3 now because I've had to stop. I was going to be like, that was like your back.
Entire time.
It's going to be so. Let's get it down to a 1.
It's fucking real close. It's not even a joke. I was just going to be like, that was like your Back to the two fu- Back to the Future 2 bit where Doc Brown's yeah, like, you know, two timelines and. Oh!
Two albums. Yeah.
Dude!
1 out of 10.
I'm yep. so excited.
I did it.
So I'm purely picking the Munchverse because there is a lot of double up on a yep. lot of my fave actors.
Are there any more Idrises?
Yeah.
Idrises.
And any of them are not dead?
Was Idris Elba ever on the Muppets?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I reckon he might have been.
He was definitely on an episode of Sesame Street.
That's connected to the Muppets.
Done! Three Idris Elbas! Three Idris Elbas.
Two Idris Elbas, one dead Idris Elba.
Oh my god, it doesn't make him not an Idris Elba.
But it makes him dead.
Yeah.
Like, I exist, but if I was dead, you'd be like,
I wouldn't
there's
be like,
no Joel like, he existed.
I would be like, I miss when I knew a Joel Dusha. But I he's not him. Joel anymore. I don't know who he is. He's just some guy. I don't
my
know.
Grave just has a question mark. It was like, I'm pretty sure it was Joel Dusha, but now I'm hard
hair
to say.
Lies.
Now that he's dead, how can we tell?
Yeah, you have to check.
The tombstone changed. Magic like horses.
Okay, so you have two Idris Elbas.
Three Idris Elbas.
Let's call it three Idris Elbies. That's fair.
Three Idris Elbies. That's yeah. fine.
Let's call it two and a half.
Two and a half Idris Elbas.
You have three Tina Feys.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
I like Tina Fey. Yeah. She's all right.
Three Dean Winters, who is my personal... Okay. No one knows who that is. You're all under the age
I don't
of 20.
Even know who that is.
Okay, so on Homicide...
Yep.
There's a character... Dean Winters got his break on Homicide, then went on to star in Oz.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, one girl. That's new yeah. best friend.
Sorry,
he then
mate.
Went on to Law and Order SVU, playing yep. Detective Brian Cassidy, and then went on to most famously play Dennis Duffy on 30 Rock, Liz Lemon's shitty ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, okay. Okay, oh my
okay,
gosh.
Okay, yeah, but...
Oh, him.
Him. That is my favorite actor. So that was like, for me,
wait,
better.
So your favorite universe is a universe with a lot of doppelgangers
yeah.
of handsome people.
You know twins are a so, thing, yeah?
Yes. Some people...
Well, the handsome people I like aren't twins.
And they're not, but they're not twins here. They're not related at all.
Dennis no, they're
Duffy
just
is not the
same,
same
people.
But
you,
it's doppelgangers, but some are evil, some are good, some are not. You just
some
like...
Some are dead.
You just like doubling up, I guess.
And I'm also, a greedy, greedy girl.
Yes.
Are you wait the only... person that's aware they're different people? I mean, that they're the same person.
And
like,
you...
if Luther met his self in the Sesame Street, because he's, I don't know, Luther's solving crime. And there's been a Muppet homicide or something. And Luther's coming by and he sees Idris Elba learning about the letter A. Is he going to be like, what the fuck is this?
Also, just quickly, I know why you've picked this, but like, you live in Australia. Where are all of these things set, Zoe?
I guess in New York and in London and
yeah. Yeah. So, like, you could be living that right now and just not know.
I don't think we could be living in a world with three Idris Elbas.
One's dead. Like the there's only two.
Well, even with two Idris, we'd be aware.
That's too much. It's too handsome.
Somebody have the pointed world would it implode. Out if we were living with several Idrises.
Okay. So your world is just a world of doppelgangers where aliens exist. Muppets just roam around.
I didn't bring up Muppets. That dude brought up Muppets.
By the very nature of your argument, we got to have Muppets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Muppets also, the Simpsons is happening.
Also,
just
a Simpsons is somewhere.
I really want, and like, it's impossible to have, but wouldn't it be great to have like early episodes of the X-Files, but just like all the background extras are just some of them are Muppets? Like from like a little coffee kiosk, it's just a little Grover motherfucker giving them coffees.
I just like keep imagining them being like the truth is out there and pointing up, and then having like Kermit run past in the front, and they just miss him entirely, like just totally unaware that Muppets are a thing, even though in the Muppets everyone knows about the Muppets, so they're just real bad secret agents.
Yeah,
incompetent.
One thing I do like about the Y though is that the like their take on the drug problem, that's pretty good.
There's a lot of crime.
We'll bring it back to the Wire, not just the Munchverse, but the thing about the Wire is when you. You're talking about season three, where they've got Hamsterdam.
Yeah.
So what they do in The Wire is that for a certain area, like it's like a two-block radius, they legalize crime. Not legally.
Purge
just like
style.
Kind of purge. They legalize drugs. Like they're
that
not legalizing
I said that, like,
murder.
Like I might if I had a southern fried chicken shop. We do our chicken purge style.
Purge style.
Kill it yourself with a gun.
It didn't work.
It did work until the media.
Yeah, the media found out, and then the media was like, meh.
Yeah.
And then, like, we find out in season five that the media is like, meh, the whole time. And so the whole thing about The Wire is, like, just Idris.
Yes.
Yeah.
Idrisies.
Handsome.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Two of.
However.
Yep. Yeah.
End of argument.
Well, one.
But, like, Warhorse, I would say, is a little bit more handsome than Idris. Warhorse is a...
What horse are you looking at?
The Warhorse.
He looks fucking majestic next to a setting sun.
And also, we can ride Warhorse probably without any issues.
We
just
could
saying.
Ride Idris, and it'd be all right.
Yeah.
I mean, sick.
Good note.
And just like one last con before, and this might break you. What's your favorite thing in the world at the moment?
The Wire? Yeah, The Wire.
Yep. All right. And do you know what won't exist if The Wire is real life?
It'd be a documentary.
Or
it's just boring.
It just wouldn't be a show.
It wouldn't be
a
show.
I love documentaries. I'd be having a great time.
But you're right.
The Wire doesn't exist. The Simpsons doesn't exist. You've just wiped out all of pop culture.
No, it still does exist. Oz, I'm all right with it.
Got us there.
Zoe watches Oz and hangs out with two Idris Elbas.
Plus
best
Oz.
Best universe.
And a dead one. Three.
Thanks. I win. End of show.
Yeah. All right.
All right. All right.
Well,
right.
Since there's only, there's a spare chair and you've got no one to compete with except Warhorse at the moment.
But I won that, so.
You're currently sitting at least equal first, maybe second. Mm. We'll decide that later. How about you come sit here and then we'll introduce our next guest.
I'd love to.
We can hear how their universe is better than yours.
Now I understand why you made Zoe swap.
Yeah, see?
I didn't.
Zoe was very confused.
I was like, what's he doing? What's his plan?
What, did you smell?
No, because then it would have.
Like
I
a little bit
it
ethnic,
out.
But fine.
Garlicky.
I was smelling you on the bus. That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
She asked me to.
Because I was like, do I smell real? Because I smelt like my nonna's house.
And I was like, what's that smell like? So I smelled Zoe on the bus. It's not weird.
We're all friends. It's fine.
We smell each other all the time.
Give your mates a sniff.
Whatever. It's fine.
See what they smell like. You don't know yet.
You've never lived until you've smelled your friend.
Find out.
It'll be all right.
All right, on that note, I'll introduce our second guest of the evening, Dean Rankin.
Woo! Woo!
Come on down.
Hey,
How
Dean.
How you doing?
Hi.
G'day.
All right, so you've got to compete with Warhorse and...
The Munchverse.
The Munchverse.
I was there in the audience, I'm thinking, oh, shit, I really didn't study hard enough. You know what you think?
It's all right.
You know, I've got this. I think, oh, no, I'm going to lose.
If it makes you feel any better, I didn't study. That's just information I know.
The audience They just yell things out.
That doesn't
you
help
got
at,
distracted.
That
I
doesn't
was not
help at all.
I feel like half of Zoe's neural pathways are the Munchverse. And it's like interlocking television programs.
Okay, can I talk about my journey?
All right.
Your journey.
This is my journey to. So I really like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yep. Star Wars. That'd be a cool universe. There's cool things happening. Mm. Like it's like, you know, sort of evil overlord though wanting to destroy the universe.
But I thought
you might as well just be here. And then I thought Star Trek.
Because
they have like cool pantsuits.
Fuck, they look comfy.
And also, like, you know, we don't kill each other anymore in Star Trek. You know, we're like, it's a common humanity. We love each other. We go to distant planets and kill them instead.
Yeah.
And that would be together. Cool.
Yeah.
And they also have Idris Elba.
They do.
Yes.
Let's not
in the munch first.
Before, I was really happy with what I came up with before, but now I'm a little bit nervous, but let me present it to you.
All right, I'm excited.
Hang on, just a reminder, we picked Warhorse.
That's currently winning.
this might be a shallow reason. Okay, my ideal fictional world to live in is the 1968 film Barbarella. Pretty much everyone in the film gets to sleep with Jane Fonda in 1968.
So...
So, pro. Is that the one with giant women or not? Am I thinking something else?
No, and I really can't argue too much about it because I hardly remember the film.
You remember the opening?
But I saw it like on Channel 10 when I was really young, and it had like quite the impact on me. I remember how, like, she was having sex with an angel guy. Has anyone seen it? Anyone?
One guy again.
It's a different guy this time, though.
Thank God.
Like a fairy guy. She gets put into a machine.
Cool.
I'm going to use the term orgasminator.
Okay. But,
that's cool.
That's the official term.
She's copyrighted. Got a sweet gun.
Oh, is that the orgasminator?
Besides the other.
Whoa! is that a metal bikini?
So is this a fictional universe where every single human being in, when was it?
1968.
If you're around in 1968, you can have sex with Jane Fonda.
Yes.
If you want.
That's all right.
Yes. And I see no downside.
Yeah.
Who's the villain of Barbarella?
I don't remember. Again,
I feel like I should have prepared.
I should have spoken to you about it before, about what my idea was.
No.
At least you could have, like, you know, swatted up and seen the film. It's worth it. One guy out there, it's worth it. There's not a lot of depth to it.
Barbarella is also the one that starts with her getting dressed in space, right?
I'm going to say yes, because no one's going to argue with me that I'm wrong.
That's the one.
The synopsis is just Barbarella roams 41st century space with her blind guardian angel, Pygar.
Can I say,
it doesn't. It's fucking awesome. You don't need anything more than that.
What I like about
it's one of those films you don't watch for the plot.
Hang on. So we get to sleep with Jane Fonda
in 1978. In if you want,
super good.
Also 1968 Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
Like even now I'd hit it, but like you know,
who
like,
would?
Hey, who's Ruby? Hey.
Yeah.
Go on.
But also it was like 41st century, so humans are still kicking.
Oh, that's good news. Good.
We won.
Yes. We beat the inevitable death.
Yeah.
Whatever cosmic problem,
global
warming and other shit.
Exactly. Planet of the Horse, we got through it.
Yeah. there were certain, like, you know, like winged aliens that you could, you know, flying, a bit like, you know, kind of Flash Gordon-ish.
Yeah.
But with more sex.
So it says she has a blind guardian angel. Is that like a biblical angel? Is this also a world where we're like, gods exist? Not only can we fly around her in space and beat the horses, God
with an angel. God exists. Sure. Okay, go with that.
Again, I really wish I'd seen the film recently.
we can extrapolate.
At least one or two notes that I could answer any of your questions.
We can extrapolate and make lies about this film.
I'm going to say no.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Not a real guardian angel, like a metaphorical guardian angel.
At least no one's arguing with me. No. Yeah. It's not one of
that
those ones.
That seems reasonable.
It's a different kind.
I feel like also if we had angels...
Who likes to get it on?
All right.
If we had angels, they probably wouldn't be blind anyway. Like, if you're like a god, one of God's fellas, you think he'd let you see.
Unless you did something real wrong. like, had sex with Jane Fonda in 1968. But apparently everyone can do that, so I guess it's not wrong.
Or is it kind of like, oh, you know, your body's too pure, I can't see it, and I'm just going to step
on it? Maybe. Honestly. Simon, who knows?
Who knows at this point?
What? I mean, space travel exists, and that's sick, because, like, I don't know if I've mentioned to you guys before, but I have, like, some positive feelings towards space.
Yeah, you're fond of it.
Like, yeah, going there would be all right, I guess.
I don't like that we're not around.
You in particular?
Yeah, yeah, well, so, like, let's say us five. We're not there. That sucks. Christ, I can imagine myself there.
I'm so excited to not be there.
Have you seen Jane Fonda in 1968?
No, I'm just excited for death, so... Yeah, one guy! Dying!
He knows.
I like Zamet's just like doing like really quick research, looking it up here, but I keep seeing his face.
Have,
just like,
have I wrecked it? I feel like I've wrecked the whole thing. No,
okay? She's doing it with her lips in like thigh-high
boots. This is how it works?
Yeah.
This...
Thank you.
Who doesn't want to live in that
is
world?
Is it a machine?
Right?
Wait, is it just called the orgasmatron or does it cause orgasms?
Does
it cause orgasmatron?
Because, like, a world where we have a machine that causes orgasms, I mean, like, we kind of already do.
I mean,
vibrators, fleshlights, hands.
Hands, not a machine.
The human being is the best machine.
He's a bit around
Fury Road.
You got me there, I guess. Furiosa does have one machine hand.
Yeah.
I don't like that it's been several like centuries and the outfits are basically just silver knee-high boots.
Show us.
But that's kind of all right, though. You know?
No, but like, no, that's good. We need
that phase.
Does that
mean everyone's fit? Like, everyone looks good?
She's in shape, I guess. But that's no guarantee that we will be.
There's like us in like gold bikinis behind her looking all flabby. Like,
well, see, because you brought
up... this dude. Look at how ripped he is. Looks like Sting from June.
But are they just the people that survived? Like,
oh God,
if this
strong
is the,
would survive.
Yeah, like, are we all dead because we're not ripped, muscly blonde guys?
I mean,
do we become the people from Wall-E?
Yes.
Done.
There's like a hairy woodsman or something.
I could do that. Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah.
I got, for some reason, I've just decided I need to find a way to fit into this world. I'm like, that's my job.
Yeah. I want to have sex with Jane Fonda too.
I want to have sex with Jane Fonda now. Yeah.
What's my role?
What's my role in Barbarella?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, so I can't really think of many cons at the moment, except that we mightn't be there to experience it.
She's a beautiful astronomer. Nomatrix? So I guess
Sick. There's
like
astronaut dominatrix.
There's like, uh-huh. So we've got astronauts and dominatrix. I'm in.
At some point in human history, we decided, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just combine them.
Yeah.
We were like, our astronauts are already having like dom sex with people. Why not just make a new job?
Did we do that with all careers though?
Yeah.
Just combine two.
Wait a second.
Oh no.
It's space crabs though, man. It's all right.
Yeah, that's
large.
Scream it.
Wait a second. She receives an urgent call on her monitor from none other than the President of Earth. There's a President of Earth.
That could
that's
be me.
Unified. That could be you.
That's me.
But a one world order, that's bad.
It's me though, so it's fine.
But like, all right. One world order could be good.
Yeah, because like...
Unification.
My vice president will be a horse. When was the last time someone nominated a horse for a thing and it went wrong? Definitely not in Roman times, and don't call me Caligula.
But did that horse make any bad decisions?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, arguably, like, a horse can't make a bad decision because a horse can't make a decision.
Horses are pure and never wrong.
Oh, I'm sure there's a horse in Barbarella.
Oh, fuck. I hope she rides a horse in space.
No.
Like,
there's a ray that could end humanity. That exists, and I don't like it.
Nuclear bombs exist in real life.
But that's not a ray.
But a ray's cooler. If I'm going to die, I'd prefer a ray than a bomb.
A ray you can see coming.
Yeah, and like there's a threat of a ray. Where plus, you, I guess there's threats of
a ray will make a cool sound.
This movie sounds amazing.
What do bombs make?
Huh?
What do bombs make?
I don't know. I'm exploding.
I'm just reading a paragraph. Inside the wreckage, she is tied up as several children emerge from the ship. They set out several dolls, which have razor-sharp teeth. As the dolls begin to bite her, Barbarella faints, but she is rescued by Mark Hand, the catchman.
Mark Hand, the catchman?
Looking for errant children.
Mark Hand, the catchman?
There's errant children in space.
Who gives a fuck? There is a guy called Mark Hand the Catchman that I cannot help but imagine has one giant hand that he uses for catching.
And when she's rescued, Barbarella's like, fucking? This is great.
I'd have sex with Mark Hand the Catchman. I'd be like, are you the one they call the Catchman?
Yes, I am.
What do you think, Jackson?
Well, you don't have to worry about if you're a pitcher or a catcher in that situation.
Yeah, because it's pretty clear.
It's in the title.
Tell me what else happens in Barbarella's Abbot.
There's someone called Dildano.
Dildano?
She's rescued by Dildano. He leads the resistance. There's a resistance.
Is Dildano resistance to what?
The death ray or whatever. Don't worry about it.
Resist a death ray.
You can't be like, we'll fight up against that death ray.
It's a death ray.
It got you. It's a
this
ray.
This just sounds like a better version of Star Wars. I used to like Star Wars, but now I think I hate it, and yeah. I like this better.
I think I'm a big fan of Barbarella and Mick Hand the Catchman or whatever his name was.
Mark.
Mike, not Mick. How'd I forget it? All right.
No,
Mark Hand.
Mark Hand.
Well, you all
like Mark Strong, but Hand.
Yeah.
I like to think he's the Luke Skywalker. He's the Mark.
Absolutely.
Mark Hamill, Mark Hand.
No, he's the Hand Solo.
He's the Hand Solo. Yes.
From the looks of it, I think it is an angel.
Really?
Just found by a blind angel. So, like, God exists.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's a plus.
And you can travel to different space places and have sex with Jane Fonda.
Have we found a single con except for the guy that yelled out crabs? Like
no, I see hands.
All right.
Can you only have sex with Jane Fonda?
Who cares? Like, that's... like, no. I don't think anyone's going to get sick of that.
No, but it's just...
Ever.
Yeah, there's a long wait in between parts.
Exactly.
Because you've got to go through the whole world. It's your turn again.
In response, I did watch like the preview relatively recently, and I'm pretty sure there was like a like pleasure palace. So no, not just.
Thank you.
Also, Jane Fonda can get through at least 5 people at once. So
I don't want to be involved in that.
Calling Jane Fonda a whore?
If she's up for
what?
No, like she can just... You know, take weeds.
Five at once.
Someone said cloning. Let's go with that. Stop making hand gestures. No.
But how five does... mics on stage. I got an idea.
No. This just became performance art way too quickly. All right. Is that the same guy with? Yeah. All right. You retracted your last questions. I guess you get a free pass for another one.
Okay.
Let's hear the... Yep.
She's the Red Bull! She's Red Bull!
She's Red Bull,
she's
the
amazing.
Woman!
She's amazing!
He's done it!
He's done it! Oh, my God.
Does it just fix you? Like, will I get my ball back if I have sex with her? Like, at point of orgasm, I just hear like a... I'm like, oh! Yes!
Fuck, we've all got broken shit. You had, you know, cancer and you've only got one ball now.
Yep.
But it'll come back. I'll get another kidney. Fuck, I'll be able to drink so much.
Your ovary back? I'll reclaim my youth.
Those migraines will be
gone.
Is
that related to my ovary? I was like, what?
Are you taking my ovary for experiments? What is this?
Gotta have my fetus.
Stem cells.
All right, and let's go to your con because your pro was phenomenal.
Sure. I think it's just if you were around in 1978 or 68, whatever, then you can.
Yes.
But if you're around in the 41st century, you can. Anywhere in between, like us schmucks, we're out of luck.
Yeah.
Well, we can still technically have sex with Jane Fonda if she's okay with it.
But, oh, that's true. Present day Jane Fonda. Nothing's stopping that.
Yeah.
Except permission.
Except for Jane Fonda.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah. Present day, Jane, call me.
Yeah.
Have you for some there reason
was
listening?
One hand over here that, yeah.
Yes.
It was a pro.
Yes.
I'm pretty
sure President Duchamp
That's true. I could, but I don't even need Bob Riley. Look, I'll be like, look, you're very busy with all of that. You know what? Don't worry about the death ray. I got this bad boy.
I'm sad that we don't live in a world where you punched away an astronaut. It was like rocketing finally back to Earth, and you're like, no. Oof.
I'm not.
You're going for another round, son.
That was an obscure reference, so I'll just quickly explain it. So if the world's ending with an asteroid heading towards Earth...
There's three options.
Okay, so I'm going to head to the point of impact. I'm going to try and punch that asteroid away. One, all of humanity's wiped out when the asteroid hits. No one knows that I tried to do it. Everyone's dead anyway. Two, the asteroid doesn't kill everyone, and I'm the guy who tried to save the world. Three, it works.
Hero. It's a win-win-win situation.
Yeah. Like,
so, round of applause.
Yep.
Who thinks...
Thank you for clapping.
Thanks for clapping. Like, come on. What's wrong with you? Who thinks Barbarella is a better universe than, like, The Trash Wire? Now, Idris.
Wait.
Now, the multiple Idris theory.
Multiple Idrises.
Oh, that was close.
Barbarella?
Idrises? Yeah!
I think that's Barbarella.
Sorry, Zoe.
Thanks for playing,
Zoe. Thank you for playing. Everyone, give a round of applause. Thank you, everyone. Zoe. Woo!
Yeah, you can move up.
Move up.
Rock and roll. This is all right.
We did it. Musical chairs and a podcast. Fuck, you guys are in for a real treat.
Dinner and the show.
I feel like good. So validated. And
yeah, you did. Like, I like that. Like, you came on, you weren't confident, and now you're gonna fucking walk out of here head high, being
Cock
I did
walk.
It.
It's basically the equivalent of like two kids in class. One hasn't done the assignment, but it's just like good at bullshitting. Yeah. One person's coming there like, here's my like thousands of papers. The teacher's nah, whatever.
Homework. Fuck it.
I think we'll learn a very important lesson.
All right, and speaking of important lessons, I'm going to introduce our next guest. That was not a good segue, but let's all pretend that it was. I'm going to introduce our next guest, Benny Davis.
Woo! Benny!
Keep clapping!
Benny!
Oh, whoa!
Holy
fuck!
Hey, yeah, thanks. Yeah, I was definitely... being professional and being backstage, because you definitely told me
I was
so third, not fourth, which, yeah,
that
we'll
was
talk
like
about
a
that
magic
later.
Trick.
So, I was like, misdirection.
Yeah, and definitely the other guy's not waiting back there to go on.
I don't know.
Because that's what we organized in the back of the room. All right, thank you. Hey, thank you very much,
Caesar. Got a water thrown your way. Oh, everything's coming up, Benny.
Hi, thanks for that intro. I'm Benny Davis. Yeah.
Woo!
All right, Benny, because
you're...
Does
anybody know who I am? Like, yeah? Oh, okay, great. Sorry, just no one's getting an intro, so I'm just like... Fuck, I hope someone's heard of us.
I guess that's on me.
No.
You come on our show, talk shit. No, that's fair.
I'm just getting started.
My feelings are braced to be hurt.
Okay.
Why are Sydney people so mean?
Hey, okay, because the traffic's fucked and the city's not designed and it's really hard to get places.
It's very hot all the time.
Lots of fucking reasons why we're angry all the time,
humid.
Okay?
It's weirdly humid. I understand.
Wait, do you guys...
Why are you applauding that?
Yeah.
What are you should all move, then the housing prices will go down.
What are you excited by? I don't understand.
Everyone
What's
was like...
good here? Yeah, everything's fucked.
Before the show turns into a riot, Betty, what is your best fictional universe?
Okay, the one I've chosen. Well, I should say first, I immediately gravitated towards Disney's Robin Hood.
Oh, just a sexy fox man.
It seemed really cool. There's no people, and all the animals can talk. And I realized if I or anybody were in there, you'd be immediately enslaved. Mm. You'd be a freak of nature. You'd be the only thing that looked like us. So yeah, that's not going to work. Based on the guidelines of the weirdly specific hypothetical that we're making, where
Absolutely.
It's like, oh, I want to live in a universe that exists way in the future that's got someone from the past who was hot back then, but I wouldn't be alive. It's like, what the fuck? Like, we're making shit up, and you're like, oh, but technically my lifespan. I'm like, you're
rules.
Just there. Like,
Benny,
sure,
we don't make the rules. We just enforce them.
You did. Okay, whatever. So I have gone with the Michael Jackson vehicle from 1988, Moonwalker. Does anybody... Whoa.
The obscure
smattering. I was hoping for that. This felt like Google whack for fictional universes. So I'm kind of glad to have had the least amount of applause.
What's the benefit there?
Well,
actually, wait.
What is it?
Okay, so it's kind of a movie. It's mostly just like the first half of it is basically just music videos, except this is in a universe where Michael Jackson's definitely not, you know, he's still a really talented guy, and he lived the life he did, except everything else was fine, and none of that happened,
Macaulay Culkin said he didn't do it.
Yeah, which is exactly why at the beginning of this movie he's allowed to do clips, like reenactments of the bad clip, except with kid versions of everybody.
Okay.
And it's fine, and it's totally fine that he does that in that movie. But then the second half of the movie is like the weirdest insight. I watched it as a kid a bunch, and I was like, yeah, this is cool because I'm an idiot. And then I see it as an adult recently, and I'm just like, this is the saddest insight into, you know, who the guy was and what he wanted the world to be, because there's this story, this weird narrative written by him about how Joe Pesci is this horrible drug dealer who's trying to get kids hooked on heroin, and he's hanging out with these three kids who are his best friends, but it's fine. And and then he saves them and the rest of the world from Joe Pesci by turning variously into a car and then a spaceship and then a 30s criminal to do the Smooth Criminal clip. And then all he has to do is scream and all the guns break and the glass shatters. And I just think it'd be really nice to live in a universe where all your problems can be solved by Michael Jackson yelling.
So...
Fuck, that was good.
That was well timed.
Because I recently watched the Smooth Criminal clip, and it's great, doesn't it just like make a guy disappear into dust?
Yeah, yeah. But he's a bad guy.
Yeah, well, you've given Michael Jackson too much power. Who's Michael Jackson to say who lives and dies?
Well, clearly, well, in this world, he's not a pedophile, so.
Well, that is maybe. He's still
like a really bad Logan's Run. Once you hit over the age of 12, you're dead.
Sorry, I don't know what that is.
Logan's Run was a very deep cutting.
That's not compared to the shit we've been talking about.
Apparently, it was.
Run. Nobody knows Logan's Run, but everybody remembers Barbarella. Sure. Yeah, but Michael Jackson, even if he wasn't a pedophile in this world, or he isn't a pedophile, he still kept like bubbles for a long time. He's still like a weird dude.
Also, I don't think that's in the movie. All that stuff kind of covered up. That's what's so great about it. It's like, I grew up as a huge Michael Jackson fan, and then you find out, you know, what creepy is, and you're just like, the songs are still cool. And
they're real good.
But none of that happened in the movie world, because he's just like, no, I'm just a normal person who can turn into a spaceship and scream a bunch.
And a car.
Yeah.
So, all right. So this is a universe that a guy can scream and guns can break.
Michael Jackson specifically.
Michael Jackson.
But like a good version of Michael
Jackson.
Yeah,
like hero Michael Jackson. If Bizarro Michael Jackson.
Bizarro Michael Jackson, who can't become a car.
Turn into a car.
Yep.
And so could this mean if and when he has children, that those powers then go into them? So you'd kind of have like a dynasty of Jacksons who can turn into cars, spaceship, and scream?
The Jackson 1 million.
I feel like this is a rule of the universe that we're kind of making up. But
sure.
Yeah. let's go with it, definitely.
Because then you're making a Michael Jacksonocracy.
He can inseminate children with his special powers.
Yep.
What? What? It's a perfectly applicable verb. Innocent. Jesus.
He's the good version of Michael Jackson.
Nothing weird happening.
In the Moonwalking
universe. He's not the real version of Michael Jackson.
Fine.
Macaulay Culkin was right in this universe.
Yeah.
Macaulay, look, let's not even.
He's not on trial here.
Plus,
there's a bunch of other cool shit that happens in the clips. Like he turns in, no wait, does he turn into a rabbit or is he facing off with a rabbit? Ben, you've seen it, haven't you? Do you remember that bit? It's sick. It's so sick. Like, and yeah, the effects are amazing. And like, you know, he's best production behind it because, you know, richest musician in the world at the time. It just,
so the benefit of this universe is that Michael Jackson has these powers.
Yeah.
I don't really see how that affects me.
Well,
no, it's because Michael Jackson, because you said he saves the world.
Yeah.
But doesn't he not just fight human goblin Joe Pesci?
The world in this is just the three locations that they filmed on. So it's just the park and that underground bit where the drug dealers are and then the home
so
that
we get rid of drugs.
When there's a happy ending.
So we get rid of all the drugs.
Yeah, well, heroin specifically,
Oh, that's all right.
But he also...
Everything else he was probably doing, like, you know, they don't cover that up, which means that if he's on it, then you get to be on it as well.
Oh, okay.
I mean...
So this is a world where I can be on heroin.
No.
Because Michael Jackson's on heroin.
No.
You can't be on heroin because he got rid of it, but like everything else is
on. Oh, okay. So I can be on meth.
Yeah. Yes.
So I can be methed up watching Michael Jackson drive a Corvette around as a rabbit.
Yeah. I mean,
that's good.
He can enter a rabbit, a car, and a... That's not
a bad thing.
Yeah, I don't... Okay.
Would he be our new king?
He'd be our new god, frankly.
I mean, he is already the king of pop or whatever we call him, so yeah. I guess it wouldn't be hard to transition from king of pop to king of the world.
I've been wondering. We'd worship him, surely.
Surely.
If a man could turn into a car, you'd worship that man. Yeah? Yeah?
Depends on the car.
Fuck off!
Any man turns into a car in front of me, I'm like, new god, what do you got?
Like, if there was just like, there's like absolutely 100% proof that this man was turning into a car, this wasn't some David Blaine bullshit or like Copperfield being like, oh, it's illusions. It was like, no, he turned into an actual car. I would be like, you are clearly a different being.
Yep.
You have sent here from the heavens.
Are you Jesus?
Are you a Jesus man?
Did Jesus have a second coming, but this time he can become, like, these miracles are for a new age.
And you wouldn't worship that.
Water into wine, no one gives a shit. Watch me become a car.
Yeah, I hadn't really considered any of that before, and... But no. But now that I'm presented with it, obviously that's, you know, how collaboration works.
Yeah, well, I mean,
and yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would watch it. Like, but also in the movie, he's a really benevolent guy who's just like, I want everyone to be happy, especially the children, and I got to look after them. And but it's fine. And
it's fine. It was a different one. It was a pure one.
Do you think we'd live a happy life under the rule of the immortal
Jackson
God? None
of us exist in that universe. I think that's the other good thing about it. Yeah. None of you. There's depressing. Like, there's a cast of like. Six leads and the rest are stormtroopers led by Joe Pesci. It's a very
limited universe.
Does he
kill Joe Pesci in the end?
I think his head explodes. Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Pretty sure. Like shatters into glass.
That might be worth it. Just
yeah.
For that.
Again.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Just a lot of screaming. Yeah.
Joe Pesci. Can we? I know. Man's a goblin.
Like, I know. I'm not trying to deflect or anything. Because I didn't think this through. But can we go back to the thing about the Munch universe?
Sure.
Because
sure.
this is a bugbear of mine. And also
Zoe, you got voted off stage.
It's just okay, so I have a huge dilemma, and not in a small part because a friend of mine who is like obsessed with it.
Zoe?
Yeah, but no, but for the opposite reason. In that universe, if you're hanging out, you know, and I don't know why you are, but you're hanging out with Idris Elba, and the real life Idris Elba that we know, and you're watching Thor or The Wire or anything else that exists in that universe, even though we've established the TV shows couldn't possibly, aren't you going to be like, you know, you guys look really similar?
That's like the ludicrous Fast and the Furious problem. Like, Ludacris is in Fast and the Furious as a character, but they play a Ludacris song in the second Fast and the Furious.
So
in that universe, who wrote that song?
Yes! That's the problem!
Was it Ludacris?
That's exactly
the problem. Was it another guy that just struck on the same idea?
So, my friends made a catalogue of the kind of movies that you can watch where there's a famous person who is playing themselves. So, like, I don't know why Eric Banner popped into my head, but...
Sure.
No, good.
Yeah, let's go with him. And he's playing himself in the movie for some reason. And then, like, Incredible Hulk, his version of it is just on a shelf in a video store or in someone's house. Doesn't that mean that, like, nothing else works in that universe? Because
Weirdly.
People are going to be like, oh, that's you, but...
They answered this in the last action hero.
No kidding.
Yeah.
They did too. My goodness.
Twist.
All right, The Last Action Hero, another obscure film.
Yep.
That one guy again!
Yes! Is that really obscure? Because that was like all the rage when I was... It's my vintage.
No, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's critics
amazing.
Hated
it. It's amazing. People
it.
Tore it apart. The Late Show did that sketch where they got Tony Martin dressed up as Arnie. Did you watch The Late Show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah? Like D-Generation? Are you all too young for that?
No, oh, vintage Aussie comedy. I love them.
Yeah. Tony Martin, like, done up as a cartoon character.
Don't worry, everyone in the audience. I have no idea what they're talking about
either. I'm a drift.
In Last Action Hero, Arnold Schwarzenegger is Jack Slater. Mm-hmm. But in that universe, the Terminator still exists, but it's played by Sylvester Stallone. So I guess in a universe where Idris Elba
that's
is
not an answer.
It would be recast. It's
It'd
fine.
It'd be recast the closest proxy to Eric Banner. Which would be...
Sylvester Stallone.
Edward Norton. They've already done it.
All I just went was like...
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman and Eric Banner?
They're in full frontal together.
I like to think that the cosmic rule is that it's always Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, I like
that's
that.
That's just the universe writes itself and Sylvester Stallone Yeah. He did the song Ludacris did. Fast and Furious.
No.
We're the hosts.
So, round of applause. Hey, you didn't clap this time.
Hey, I, one good thing we haven't mentioned, just yes? that thing about everybody getting to fuck Jane Fonda.
Yep.
You said you never get sick of it. Literally everyone would get sick from that.
So. Well, I'm good. Assuming we'd wear protection. Just,
right. But it's a 34th century.
I feel like
century.
I needed to present a con.
Yeah.
Right.
Clones. We sorted
clones.
It.
Okay.
Clones. It's fine.
It's fine.
We sorted it. Clones.
Clones.
You're going to fuck a bot Jane Fonda.
No, no, no.
Like,
a clone.
Can't we do...
Clone.
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 Can't we already do that? Like...
We can't clone people.
That's ethically wrong. What
in the ethically, but like it's
difficult.
Possible. Like they're doing it already. There's armies right. underground waiting to just storm the place as soon as a revolution comes. You know that, right?
That like Russian guy that's like, I'm going to make Ape Man. You know that guy?
What?
Yes. Yeah, Ape Man.
Someone yeah. said yes. What?
Not everything I say is a lie. This fella back in the day... Yeah, he gave it a go. He's like, what if I can make Ape Man? And the Russian government were like, stop that, buddy. Buddy, even if that works, why?
All right. A world run by but Michael it, Jackson, King of Pop is our new god, can turn to a car.
But a good Michael Jackson. A good Michael Jackson.
A good Michael Jackson.
Okay. Sorry, Ben, I tried.
All right.
Do we need to do this?
Yes.
Or Barbarella.
All right. Michael Jackson...
Syphilitic bunch of fucking hornbags.
It's because you were rude to us and they're getting their revenge. They like us, which is...
That's their choice.
You know what? All right, then.
I'm winning, I'll stay.
Oh, see.
No, look.
I was going to be like, Benny might win by default, but no.
No, no.
All right.
Sorry.
Get out of here.
Bye.
Scat.
We're sorry.
Thank you so much, Benny.
Look, I was all for a new car god.
Yeah, look, me
look,
too.
Benny's from a podcast called Dragon Friends. He got upset that we didn't plug him, so now I'm doing it. It's part of the Planet Broadcasting Network. You can get it on iTunes. Benny, you're also in Access of Awesome, I believe. I know that you are. That was also rude of me. But now you're not on stage to defend yourself. Well, I have the microphone, Benny. You shouldn't have been rude to me. Oh, no.
And now, bringing out
our next guest,
a good friend, a Gab.
Gabe.
Gabe.
Gabe Bergmercer. Hey.
Nearly tripped over. That was funny.
Not to give myself the advantage, but I think you need to go.
Do I really need to go?
I don't know.
You had a time limit.
I'm going to stay.
He's winning, so he's staying.
Because I'm winning, and I reckon I can.
That's exactly how I wanted that to go.
Because I'm feeling good.
Okay.
All right.
That's Universe Gabe.
I'm going to paint you a word picture.
Yeah.
I want you to imagine a beautiful landscape of towering mountains with square peaks, mm-hmm. of hinterlands extending into the distance, where the wildlife includes gigantic eagles, noble eagles dedicated to the betterment of mankind.
Sure.
Trained lions that work with people to, again, advance the betterment of mankind.
Uh-huh.
Gigantic, non-venomous vipers with the intelligence of humans that work with us, again, to advance the betterment of mankind.
Uh-huh.
In the sea, there are sea monsters rumored to save stranded sailors.
Uh-huh.
There are submarines, gigantic steampunk submarines everywhere. And in the air, gigantic flying hot air balloon homes... with the eagles. The world looks as though it was designed by Wes Anderson and Tim Burton in the middle of a fever dream. Aesthetically, it is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yep. The world I'm talking about is that of Lemony Snicket's Serious Unfortunate Events.
But Gabe,
now,
that's a series of unfortunate
yes,
events.
I thought so too.
However, the author, just pointing that out, the author also thought that because he called his book that.
He did.
He's like, these events are frankly unfortunate.
So, okay. Now, it is true. It's a concerning part of this world that the title of the series that takes place in the world is a series of unfortunate
events. These events.
However.
They're not fortunate.
However.
Yep.
Let's have a look at the characters to which the unfortunate events occur.
Yep.
We have the Baudelaire orphans.
Yes.
Three plucky young orphans to which unfortunate events do occur.
Got it rough.
We have their loving, kind, intelligent guardian Uncle Monty to which an unfortunate event being murder does occur. We have Aunt Josephine, their, you know, overly fearful, but again, loving, kind, and fairly decent guardian who gets fed to carnivorous leeches. A reasonably unfortunate event when all is said and done.
Yeah. No. unfortunate.
Now let's have a look at some of the other characters in that series. We have Mr. Sir, a man who runs a lumber mill in the middle of fucking nowhere in a world where, you know, nothing seems to be made out of wood because everything's stone.
Yeah.
And yet he still seems to be incredibly rich and make, you know, a really decent fortune.
Okay.
We have Count Olaf, a failing actor who nonetheless has enough money for a really nice car to pay an entire theater troupe and enough costumes to convince everybody in the world that he is not who he seems to be. In this world, there is one very simple rule that grounds it. If you are a good person, you are fucked. If you are a shit person, you will fucking flourish. It doesn't matter how incompetent you are. It doesn't matter how bad you are at your job.
Well, I like hearing all these things.
You don't even need to be actively evil. You just need to be generally average and incompetent and get in the way of goodness. Because let's face it, the law enforcement and all like the force of justice and decency in this world are, again, totally incompetent. So if you are a little bit shit in the world of a series of unfortunate events, you will thrive. And let's face it, in this real, terrible, tragic world we live in, aren't we all just a little bit shit?
I'm more than really, a little bit shit.
The only three people in the world of A Series of Unfortunate Events who are upstanding examples of humanity and decency and nobility and kindness get repetitively shat on, while everybody else, not who is, you know, entirely evil, but who is just not great,
yeah,
gets by just fucking fine.
However, so Count Olaf, he wants to get the children's fortune, a situation I wish that I could find myself in. I would love to find three orphans with a fortune and be like, that's my life. Done. I'm dedicated to grabbing that fortune off those orphans. He has unfortunate events in that for the vast majority of the series, he doesn't get that fortune. That's unfortunate.
He also never gets captured or apprehended or killed until the final book, spoilers. But, you know, for the most part, he gets by just fine. And may I point out that if you were to delve into the mythology of A Series of Unfortunate Events, i.e. the Beatrice Letters, the unauthorized autobiography, all of that stuff,
why have the two Sandspans people just done their so much research?
Fine. Again, as Zoe said, not research, just knowing my shit. You would find that the Baudelaire fortune was not, in fact, the first fortune Olaf went after. It was, in fact, the first fortune Olaf failed to procure. He had procured several fortunes prior to that.
That's real good.
And look, and honestly, okay, so let's face it. Olaf does die at the end of the series. That's true, and it's very sad.
Sorry to that one guy who's upset that we spoiled that for you.
It's an old book, mate.
You'll get by.
It's fine.
2006 it came out. It's over 10 years old. It's fine.
Han Solo dies in Star Wars as well, just in case.
Kylo stabbed first.
Yeah.
Hey?
So, Olaf, how old do we reckon Olaf is? Like
40?
40. Oh, 40, he looks pretty ravaged for 40.
50, but 60, 40.
60.
I'm going to say 35 and the world has been bad to him.
The world has been... Did you not hear any of my points? The world's been fucking great to Count Olaf.
Well, okay, I'll let you finish, but I've got a con that I don't think you've considered.
Right. Okay. But, you know, Olaf, yeah, he does die and he gets harpooned in the chest and all of that. However...
Sorry.
Again, sorry, but you know what?
It happens in the last
we're
book.
Here now, just piling on top of it. But he's had a good life. He's stolen a few fortunes. He's had some fun.
Mm.
He's gotten in some scrapes that he's mostly escaped from unscathed. Yeah. You know what? If I'm going to live a life like that, I'm happy to die at 40.
Yeah.
Or 35.
And his twilight years were spent chasing some god-awful orphans. Yeah.
There you go.
Got to have a hobby.
And there you go. He kept entertained, which is, let's face it, what brings down so many of the elderly today.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's true.
That leads me into my con. As you passionately stated, we're all a bit shit. And do you know who is also a bit shit? The Baudelaire. they are the smuggest fucking
fuck those
orphans.
Kids. Like, you just reminded me of how much I hate the Baudelaire orphans.
It's
oh my
so
gosh,
smug.
Shut up. Class is like, oh, let me read a book about it. Fuck you, get a hobby.
Reading
play
is...
a video game, watch a movie. Christ.
You do realize that you have legitimately just explained why you would be perfect for the world of those unfortunate events. Like, yes. Straight up.
Gabe, I don't know if you know this about me, but I feel like that my only weakness is that sometimes I'm a little smug. So I am worried that I would then get grouped into...
But I mean, like, really...
The protagonist.
Yeah.
Joel Dusher is nothing if not the protagonist of...
And smug.
The world. Yes.
But I don't find the Baudelaire often smug.
To steal his fortune?
I think, you know, generally they're pretty humble, annoyingly so.
Yep.
They're annoyingly...
I'm just pretending this is about me now. Keep saying nice things.
But, you know, for the most part, the Baudelaire orphans are completely, you know, flawless, annoyingly so, which is what makes them seem smug.
Yeah.
Also, the smugness.
When someone's like, hey, let me explain a word to you because one of you's an infant and one of you's 10, don't be like, we know that word. Shut up. Just be like, oh, I know it. That's okay. I get why you would explain it to me, but don't be a smarmy fucking orphan
bunch
piece
of smarmy little fucks. And then the adults don't know shit. Like, also, you're living in a world where everyone is incompetent.
I know, and isn't that the best part?
But
you don't have to be good at anything, and
like,
you will get by.
Mr. Poe
is completely useless at his job,
and yet
he remains rich and happy and just kind of bumbles through his life, and it's all fine. And yeah, sure, he lets a few orphans die, but like, whatever.
What's
a little bit of child endangerment between friends, right? Yeah. Like...
But the problem there is humanity stagnates. There's no one doing anything. There's no innovation. No one inventing.
Well, that depends
no
on the, like, you know, your long-term fixation on the betterment of humanity.
There's
like,
no planet of the horses either. So.
But you've got a planet of, like, you know,
bad
wildly
people?
Improbable reptiles and that, the like, eagles and the lions. The wildlife is incredible.
The wildlife is incredible, but it's
a beautiful world to live in.
What's the horse situation?
I don't think Lemony shed any light on that one.
Wow. What a dickhead!
Well, it's good for me personally. Like I think I would like not thrive because no one does. But the problem there is that no one thrives. The problem there is that
define thrive.
Have it. You've got us there, I guess.
I was like progress humanity.
Yeah, but I'm not
because it's like
that.
If you're like he's
you know,
shit.
See, we've got a world where horses like you know shit all over us.
Yeah,
I sort of feel a little bit like you know a world in which we all just get on fine. Everyone's happy. Everyone's rich. The only stipulation is you just have to be not great.
Like I got to be honest. War horse doesn't like improve humanity. It improves horse manity or whatever.
And if that's where your vested interest lies, then fair enough. But
if you want the horses to have it great, that's a good one. But in this one. We're all just kicking it, and that's all right. I like games because it appeals to, like, I get to live
a
nice...
You being a garbage man?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
it's
fair.
A world where I get by, no one gives me the business, and I die young.
What?
Die young, leave a beautiful corpse. That's what it's
all
about.
All right, because we're struggling for cons, does anyone have anything? Leeches eat people in this reality, too.
Okay, leeches eat people in this reality, too. Leeches in this reality are only in one location. Don't swim in Lake Lacrimose, you'll be fine. Sorry?
Who in this reality shares Jane
Fonda?
Got you there. Got me there, friends.
Well, actually, Count Olaf probably gave her a crack.
Yeah.
He would have.
And he probably would have succeeded because he's a shit cunt. So,
yeah, that's true. Anyone else got a con? Right here? I can see a hand vaguely.
Yeah, those events were unfortunate.
You're not wrong, but this universe has really big reptiles.
I guess
steampunk inventions, and looks really good.
Okay, all right. Round of applause. Who wants to live in Gabe's universe of mediocrity? Everyone having a crack at Barbarella. Fuck me! Oh, I'm sorry, Gabe!
Fine. Guess I'm out. I'll go be mediocre elsewhere.
Sayonara.
Alright, thank you, everyone. Gabe!
Woo! Gabe!
He's from our sister podcast, Movie Maintenance.
Yeah, there
we
you
keep
go.
Forgetting
he got
to
his plug. Well
people.
Done.
There we go.
Alright, we'll bring on our last guest. Tonight, Ben Elwood. Can I get him to the stage,
Woo!
Please? There he is.
Woo!
They all love you.
Hey, nerds, how you going?
I'm all right.
Gotcha.
How old are you guys?
30.
Oh, okay, so you were kind of, were you guys nerds before, like, nerd culture took the world over?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we're OG, man. Are you guys, like, what's the core demographic here? Are you guys in your 20s? 16? You will never know what it was like to be called a fag for reading a comic book on a bus. Never. Never, ever. So, fuck you. We paved the way. We're like the civil rights activists for nerd culture. In the fucking trenches so you could watch Guardians of the Galaxy in peace, you fuck. Hey, guys, how you going?
I had to, like, watch, like, the Dolph Lundgren Punisher. You know, that was not good.
Yeah, you took what you could get back
then. Yeah. We were like, this is a fine film. And it wasn't. He shoots someone in the head and it's silver. It's real shit. Yeah.
I think I owned Tank Girl on VHS.
I watched that multiple times because I'm like, it's fine.
I had Pippi Longstockings on VHS.
There's a scene in Pippi. Cool World? Were you Cool World fans?
Yeah,
I remember making out with the TV screen when I was about 11 when that, like, Kim Basinger animated.
Yeah, very sexy.
Don't rewatch it. It doesn't hold up. It's no Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Well, Ben.
Actually, that should be the fucking universe. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? That would be my fucking ideal. That wasn't where the direction we were going to go. I was going to go down a much more nihilistic path, which I think will be more amusing. So let's do that one.
All right.
And if that one bombs, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Well, look, if you guys don't like the first option, I'd still want to kick your ass, so we'll go with Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, all right, sounds good.
Okay. So I don't know about you guys, but, like, the world's pretty scary right now, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but every morning when I wake up, I check my iPhone just thinking, like, what awful shit happened while I was asleep? Like, are we on fire? And it kind of feels like there's some kind of apocalyptic scenario is going to manifest in the next few years, right? But it's, like, all happening in slow motion. So I feel like if we're going to inhabit a universe where the end of the world is happening, then let's make it interesting.
Okay.
And this isn't an official universe that exists, but I've always had this theory that the New York that is in all movies and TVs is the same New York. So, like, on a weekly basis in this New York, like, it's a fucking alien invasion. It's a snap ice age. Yep. There's a giant ape on the Empire State. In that universe, 9/11 would have just been a fucking easy afternoon, you know? Two buildings. Whatever. So, yeah, I feel like, you know, if we're going to see the
perpetual New York.
Yeah, but and the other good thing about it is, like, you know, because it's, like, you know, that whole Anglo-centric kind of America thing, all the shit always happens to New York. Yeah. So as long as you're away from New York, you're fine. Well, you just get, like, to watch TV and watch all this fucking
carnage. Like when you watch, like, Day After Tomorrow and they're Australia got some rain. Totally. And you're like, well, I guess that's fine. We'll
do. We always come out kind of okay. Yeah,
nobody's
Pacific
really thinking
Rim,
about
I think
it.
We got fucked up in that.
But Sydney got fucked up.
Melbourne, fucked up. Fine.
All good.
Melbourne, fine.
Melbourne.
Gotcha.
You know what? Good. So really, like, is this just New York?
Oh, hang on. Wait a second.
What was that?
Wait a second. What? What did you say? Fair.
That is an eyesore. I'll admit it.
It's expensive to ride and no one does.
It was broken for like 3 years as well.
It was made by a very shoddy company that made the building of somebody works in the building and the building is falling apart. Like, they're like, we have to leave occasionally because like hot roofs will fall in. And that's what they made the eye out of. So like...
Is that the thing in Federation Square?
Yeah. No, it's like a Ferris wheel.
Oh, okay. I saw Nick Cave riding the Ferris wheel in Federation Square, just sitting on his own on a Ferris wheel.
That is the most Nick Cave thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, like totally. Like I feel like he did that on purpose just to fucking... Yeah.
So what I like about your New York is that whilst there's huge things happening, like King Kong's coming around, you're going to snap Ice Age, New York also, like the New York of Hollywood, has stuff got like on the low level as well. Every interact, you're getting meet cutes fucking as far as the eye can see. Yeah. I'm walking here. That's every crossing.
Every
crossing. I'm walking. It's happening all the time.
Woody Allen's playing the clarinet on a street corner.
Whilst Iron Man's outside, like...
Like the Chitara, you're just like crashing in. Got It'd Snake be... Plissken trying to escape from it for a bit.
Get out of there, Snake Plissken.
Yeah!
It have been nutty being a kid growing up in New York. Like, remember the first time you saw The Matrix and it was like, oh, that's the Martin Place fountain. We're famous now. Like, everything is made, every movie is set in New York. Imagine being 9 years old and seeing, like, your street with Spider-Man.
No, it'd be
down.
So exciting.
Amazing, man.
I don't think, as a 9 year old living in New York, this New York, I don't know what your survival rate would be.
Well, like, King Kong doesn't kill any kids.
He steps on them. Maybe eats one.
Fucking always guttural Seth Rogen laugh from the back of. Kids are dying.
No one ever knew what happened with the debris from the planes that went
through. That's true.
Could have hit a school, an orphanage.
Where did they bury King Kong?
Isn't there a Far Side comic strip where they just turn him into hamburger patties and all of New York just eats King
Kong? I like
Kong?
The idea of them just pushing him into the bay. Just kick him in, he just...
Into the Hudson.
Yeah. They're like, well, that's... That was a weird thing that happened that one time.
Movie New York would also follow a chronological timeline.
Yeah.
Because it would be, you know, like it's destroyed in Independence Day.
Yep.
But then, you know, they obviously rebuild just in time for... You know, Deep Impact.
Yeah.
And then they rebuild just in time for Armageddon. And then the Avengers. But, you know, you could follow it all the way through to the original Planet of the Apes.
Really?
And it follows
That's
this whole...
True.
Yeah, it's this whole
That's
world
the
that exists.
End of
yeah,
Hollywood,
it's the end
New
of New York.
York.
Holy shit.
And it's also good because it acts as this giant lightning rod. Because as you were saying, we're fine in Australia. Everywhere
fine,
is fine.
Yeah. In Melbourne, Sydney, bit fucked.
No, no. Yeah.
You got the Opera House. That's what did it for you.
Yeah.
We got jack shit,
got
so nobody's... like when
we
the
got a shitty eye.
When the supervillain comes to steal all the monuments,
yeah.
He flies around Melbourne. He's like, well, it's like not much for me here.
Plus New York, it's a Cloverfield monster.
Cloverfield yeah. monster.
Whoa. I like how good New Yorkers would get at rebuilding New York. Like,
yeah,
it'd
really
be like
industrious.
A matter of like a year, and you just, we're back. I am legend.
I am legend
must come before Planet of the Apes, I guess. Yeah.
It would have to come before, so, you know, maybe there's some hope after I Am Legend and they rebuild again.
Yeah,
that's true.
So I was going to say, you got like, yeah, Godzilla, like, ruins it, and then, like, lays babies, and then they'll rise up and take it down.
And there would have been two different King Kongs as well.
Yeah, so...
Fuck,
there would have been the herky-jerky King Kong, and then fucking a couple of years later, like, CG
that's
Peter
great.
Jackson
when, like,
King Kong shows
two
up.
Giant apes in the bay.
I like when CGI King Kong comes in, and they're like, remember back, like, maybe 40, 50 years ago when that everything was black and white?
Yeah.
That was that jerky claymation King Kong, like...
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
He's
is everything black and white
bay.
After it, like, you
yeah,
know,
yeah,
before
yeah,
a certain
yeah.
point?
Well, it's, again, it, like, to go back to Roger Rabbit, that's how it is for the Toons.
Yeah,
you know, the black
exactly.
and white Toons can't get work in the new Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, guys.
That's
yeah.
sad.
That's sad for the Toons.
Singing in the Rain in New York as well?
I want to say yes.
New York, New York is in
New
York.
New York,
New
York.
So beautiful musicals happening. That's all right.
Yeah. West Side Story.
Hey. Oh,
here's what I don't like about...
shit, man. It's like, it's clearly the dominant universe.
It's very busy. There's a lot going on. I feel like if I'm just trying to live a life, I'm not going to be able to get a lot done. I'll be on the train, and then the train's picked up by King Kong, and then I get out of the train, and then a comet hits, and I'm like, am I ever going to get to
just
work?
Just don't live in New York. Don't live in
what
New York.
What if that's where my job's taken me? What if they're like, Jackson,
the podcast is booming in New York.
We got to transfer you to New York. And I'm like,
Gee,
I don't know. How long is the firm going to be there, really? Honestly.
A podcast firm.
I think 90% of the jobs in New York at that point are just construction.
Yeah.
Job security.
New York's
good.
Always going to get destroyed till Planet of the Apes.
No, but that's okay because, like, just get into construction. Fuck.
At that point, we're all apes anyway.
Wait, yeah. Look at us. We're not good for construction.
Yeah, you guys aren't built for a post-apocalyptic world.
No.
You're
I will
be
find
food
a very
in the
big,
apocalypse.
Tough man and be his lover. That's my goal.
My survival mechanism for the apocalypse is just to become a minor cult leader.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Get 20 followers, you're fine. You know,
yeah. That's a pretty good strat.
Like finding 20 people willing to die for you can't be that hard.
Not in the apocalypse. Everybody's looking for someone to be willing to die for.
I'm not saying
a lot like,
of
hey, do you want me to die for you? You're like, sure.
Yeah. Look at Book of Eli. They're like, that's a Braille Bible. Spoilers. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, we'll join your cult.
Had you seen Book of... So yeah, like, so did that upset you as well? We just spoiled Book of Eli.
Do you remember Book of Eli?
It's not. Don't watch it. There's so many good movies.
The twist is it's a Braille Bible. It's real stupid. Anyway, yeah.
It's a dumb film, but that's not happening in New York for a while.
One more point about the Hollywood, living in Hollywood, New York, if you did choose to live there, you would develop a zest for life. You know, have you ever been to Israel? Those people are fucking alive, man. Like, they're alive, because, you know, at any moment, like, it could all turn to shit. Hey, fuck off. I'm Jewish, all right? I'm allowed to say it. and it's a fact. Yeah, so I think living in New York, where at any moment some bad shit could go down, you'd fucking you'd be fucking alive,
and it's,
man.
And it's like the shitty like Nazi strat of bombing the shit out of like London. Everyone's like, that'll take down the morale. But no, it didn't. It made them stronger.
Yeah. Strength through adversity. That's why everyone in Sydney is such fucking weak pieces of shit. Because there's nothing bad ever happens here.
Yeah.
You know, oh, the lockout was, man. Pass out. Relax.
You're really used to winning over the audience.
That's my strategy on stage. I get them initially and then I shit all over them and then I'll bring them back after that.
But you trick them. It's a trick.
However, New Yorkers now are known as just being mean. Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, they're already kind of hard and kind of
I'm a New
like,
Yorker. That's the whole deal.
Add, like...
they say that all the time.
Yeah.
Add several Hulks and a Snake Plissken and all that kind of stuff. They're just going to be even more...
Where does Escape from New York fit into the chronology
post
of
Post I Am Legend, but before Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
But here's what I think would probably happen is that would everyone just leave New York? Like, by the third comet, you're not sticking around.
You got to escape New York. Yeah. Snake Plissken, mate. Come on.
Sure.
Jack, your job's there. So.
Yeah, well, you're right. I've got to stay in New York for work. I got to deal with the Kongs. It's a Kong day. Mr. Papa's Penguins is happening in an apartment somewhere. As Jim Carrey owning six penguins has no bearing on my life.
Where does Magical Beasts happen? Is that also New York?
Yeah, that's New York.
That's in the 20s, though. God.
But yeah, don't worry about that. Worry more about the fucking penguins that one bloke owns around. You're like, sweet, a comet, whatevs. That motherfucker owns how many penguins? Fuck, that gives me arse-ache.
How's he keeping them alive?
I hate this.
That's endangerment.
Yeah.
It's too hot.
There's pretty much no cons to just...
I like that we're not considering like the chance of death being astronomically higher cons.
But we're all going to die anyway, guys.
Exactly.
You know, like, we're all on a slow train ride to hell right now. It's not global warming. It's going to be Trump. I'd rather get taken out by a fucking giant ape. At least the last thing you see in life is going to be striking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're all going to join at least half of an Idris Elba at one point.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all right.
I'd like to be eaten by Godzilla.
SUV, that fucking show she was talking
about.
What would be
your New York death?
My New York death?
I say Godzilla. I'd like to be eaten by like 1999 Godzilla.
Would you want to be eaten or crushed?
Eaten. I want him to specifically pick me up with his lizard lips. Like I'm on the ground like, what the fuck? And then he's just like, and the people like commenting at the helicopters, they're like, he just ate that one guy. I don't really know why he went for that one guy, but... He seems satisfied. He's going back into the sea. got him, I guess. He got him.
I want to get landed on by a Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's that green?
No, it needs to be in the middle of a conversation. You're like, yeah, I'll just have one hot dog. And then Hulk, like...
It leaps.
I'm going to try and punch the comet from Armageddon. Doesn't work out for me.
Yep, good.
I don't mind as long as I meet Mick Ryan on top of the Empire State.
Yes! Sleepless in Seattle! Oh, fuck. That was great. That was cathartic. Yep. That was like I had a little fucking orgasm right there.
I'll have what he's having.
Hey!
So, like, you meet Meg Ryan on top of the Empire State Building, then Kong grabs you.
And gone.
Worth it.
Ben?
Look, just for the hell of it, I think it'd be great to be like, flicked by something very large and just like fly through
the sky. How long till you realized what was happening? You'd just be like, Mr. Papa's penguins aren't there. Penguins will die.
Why does that stress you so much?
There's comets coming.
Like, you know zoos exist, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, because if you don't, you're going to be in for a rude awakening.
The private ownership of animals. It's wrong.
Oh, question. Yes. Yep. No, it's you again.
Hey, buddy.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Wait. What?
You cracked the Rosetta Stone, sir.
Hey, I thought you were on my side, man. Jesus.
There's multiples of every hot person you want to fuck.
I think she's like California based, surely. So
Idris Elba's and Jane Fonda's. That's good.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So that means no one can talk until
But there's like signs.
Whoa. Or is it like your vision exist? Just goes completely black with the writing there whenever anybody's speaking to you?
That's kind of all right.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You're driving an old-timey car and somebody says, like, turns to you to say, and then, like, it comes on the screen, you're like, hey, is this the next turn or whatever? And then when it goes away, you just crash.
It's okay. Like, based on the very oddly specific rules that Benny pointed out, it doesn't matter about then because we live in now. Yeah. But also Jane Fonda from 1968 exists.
Does that also mean that everything's, like, a little bit quicker? Back, you know, like old timey films are a little bit faster. Everybody's moving a bit quicker.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that is good.
Sick. That's fine as well.
Have you ever, haven't you ever wanted to be a bit more flat?
I know I have. All right. Last question over there.
The perfect ending.
No, not unless like an infinite stone or some shit.
Yeah, like...
Or something magical.
This is a realistic universe.
Come on, mate. Just pull your head.
Stupid question.
What?
Yeah, if you're famous, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I think there's multiple copies of famous people depending on the roles they played.
Yeah.
You're right.
Like multiple Dustin Hoffmans running around New York.
That'd I like to think Dustin Hoffman will birth a new Dustin Hoffman. Or like a phoenix. So like, Comet kills one Dustin Hoffman, out of the ashes another.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's something.
Well, I mean, like, I don't get to clap, but I know what my favorite of the evening is.
All right, so Lightning Rod New York. Barbarella.
Wait.
Lightning New York.
Barbarella.
Fuck, that's too close. I can't call it.
Paper, Scissors, Rock.
Oh, get fucked. Up. It was clearly in you. Oh, all right. My fate comes down to a child's game. All right.
You might lose from rudeness.
What are you doing? Don't do it backwards. What is this?
What's scissors?
Is that scissors, paper, rock? Paper, rock, scissors.
Well, you call it.
Rock, paper. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I don't know.
Paper, scissors, rock.
There it is.
One, two, three.
Yeah. Barbarella wins!
And on that note,
I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
I continue to be Dean.
I am Ben Elwood.
Thank you so much, everyone that came. Actually, guests, everyone just come on the stage for a second so we can all be here for a little bit for a second. Everyone except Ben. Well, actually, I was going to say everyone except Benny, but you're first up.
You want to stand in the back?
Stand in the spaces between.
In the shadows.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good.
Do you want us to look like we want to be here? Like,
yes.
Okay.
That's perfect.
All right, thank you so much to everyone for coming. Just a quick few messages to wrap it up, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Thank you to thank you.
Zoe's got the right idea. Follow her example.
Thank you to all of our guests for appearing on tonight's show.
Clap!
Thank you.
You animals.
You'd never get this in Melbourne. I'm just saying.
And thank you so much to you guys for coming to our show. All right, and thank you to Seizure, who is the guy that was dropping the... Was that it? Okay, anyway, he produced this show for us. He's doing his own stand-up show called Kill Yourself, which is a little on brand, I guess. Go to New York. So he is doing that show tomorrow night. We'll be around because we're doing a show tomorrow night as well.
Yes.
Which reminds me, tomorrow night we're doing a show. It'll be similar but with different guests, and the topic tomorrow night will be worst fictional universe. So if you're worried about coming to see the same show twice, it's totally different. So come tomorrow night as well. It'll be good.
No. We got something new. Because Warhorse is good.
Oh, hang on a second. Warhorse v. Barbarella. Hang on. Clap for Warhorse.
We lost.
We lost bad.
It's your podcast now, Dean.
It's not happening. There's no Jane Fonda in Warhorse, only war and horses.
Yeah. Unless Warhorse has a crack.
Yes.
How was that the fucking Lynch magic? How fucking lonely are you? Jesus, get girlfriends.
So yeah, this I guess is the end of our show with this, all of this hostility and just yelling. Again, thank you so much for coming. Hopefully we see all of you again tomorrow night.
Yep. We're gonna go.
Thank you so much. There will be some merch out the front. We will be there. Come say hi. Yeah.
We'd love to talk to you.
Actually, you know what, Benny? You were upset that we didn't plug you. Do you want to plug yourself?
Oh, I got nothing to plug. No, I'm... No, there's... listen to our... sure, okay. he definitely didn't do it. Listen to our podcast, Dragon Friends. Is where we play D&D, and I'm sure you're into that shit. So, bunch of comedians playing D&D. I do live music for it. Lots of cool guests. It's awesome. And we're doing really great at the moment, which is a huge surprise. And I'm sure that's in no small part to nerds like you. So, keep it up.
Sick.
Actually, I'll just pass the microphone around so everyone can plug themselves, because it's a bit rude if I just pick one person. So, Dean, would you like to tell us a bit about yourself?
So I draw comic books. So
sick.
I draw for The Simpsons, so you should pick up Simpsons comic books. Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. That's what I do.
We're bad at plugging others ourselves. Look at the empty seats.
We don't know what we're doing.
I'm in Sydney because of King's Comics brought me up, so support King's Comics. They're fantastic. Yeah, yeah.
Sweet. Man. Cool. And Ben, you're upset that no one knew who you were, so you get to plug now too.
Shit, no one knows who I am. I do comedy. I run a room on a Sunday night. If you live in Sydney, it's at the Chippo Hotel every Sunday night. It's called Fuck Club with a P-H-U-K-L-U-B. Come along, it's a lot of fun.
Wonderful.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Sick. We're posing for a photo that
I'm
Benny's
this
taking.
Like it's, like it's an ice cream. That's going to be my gag for this photo.
Sick.
Sick.
All right.
Gabe and Zoe, do you want to?
No, I'm good. Right.
I will. Sans Pants Radio, shut up a second. Best show. Yeah. Number one most handsome.
I think you'll find it's movie maintenance, but yeah, whatever.
And on that note.
There we go. Yeah.
Well, we can all do this. I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
Oh, say Dean, yes.
I'm Ben.
I'm Benny.
I'm Zoe.
I'm Gabe.
Hey, there we go.
And you've been amazing. Thank you so much.
We're fucking off now. Bye.
Thank you so much.
We love you.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.